Thank you and good afternoon. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you for Bible study. Someone has said true religion can be both steering wheel and brakes. It can guide you along the right road, and it can stop you at the wrong one. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study, and we're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, we appreciate your listening, and let's get to our study now. We're looking today at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to look at some things that Paul has written in regard to the church at Corinth, but things that I believe have general application to even you and I as we think about the Word of God. Paul explains to the brethren that he's not writing to them like he would write to those who were really spiritually minded. Rather, he was writing to those who were carnal. Look at the distinction that is made. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Well, when you look at this particular introduction to chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, you can see very clearly that the church at Corinth had not developed as they ought to, and instead of being the people who were totally given to the Lord, and who were dedicated in their service to him, you're looking at a people who Paul described as being carnal. The difference in being carnal and being spiritual, I think, is obvious to all of us. There are people who are spiritually minded. That just means they're concerned about spiritual things. They think about things having to do with heaven and their preparation for going there. Those who are carnal are people who think about this earth and the things that pertain to it. They're really not concerned about going to heaven. They're only thinking of things that are temporary, things that are every day associating with them, and therefore, they're really not thinking about spiritual matters. Well, Paul says you ought to be spiritual. He uses an illustration here that I think we understand. When a person becomes a Christian, he's born into God's family. Jesus explained that to Nicodemus when he said, "You must be born again." Being born again is not a matter of something that better felt than told situation or something that you can't explain. It has to do with the person believing Christ to be God's Son, repenting of his sins, confessing his faith in the Lord, and being immersed in water for the remission of his past sins. When he does that, he's born into God's family. He becomes a child of God. The Galatian letter, chapter 3, 26-27, makes that very clear. He tells us we're all the children of God, that's being born into God's family, by faith. "For as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death." So very clearly he's telling us we're baptized into Christ. We are born again in so doing. We become children of God and then begin the growth process. Once you become a child of God, you're born into God's family, there's a process that follows where you develop and grow into strong, mature Christians. Very obviously, when we first obey the gospel, we are not as far in development as we want to be. Therefore, Paul uses this illustration to make that clear unto us. He tells us that we are as babes in Christ. We're born into God's family. And so as a babe in Christ, we have the need for milk that we may grow thereby. That's the reason that Peter uses that particular illustration in 1 Peter 2 and verses 1 and 2, when Peter says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." The milk of the Word simply represents that which is very fundamental and very basic and yet essential to the growth and development of the child of God. Now, we understand that milk is very fundamental in the development and the growth of a little baby. That baby must begin at milk. He doesn't begin at meat. No one, to my knowledge, would think of beginning a child with pork chops. That's something that is on down the road somewhere and does not do with the beginning development of that child. He has to have milk. And so, if a baby has to have milk, and children of God must have the milk of the Word to grow, that shows us very clearly the importance of our learning the will of God, taking the milk of the Word into our hearts so that we might develop and grow as children of God. Now, Paul tells the church at Corinth, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat. You weren't able to bear the meat. You weren't able to take that which is more developed. And so I began at the very beginning with you with the milk of the Word. But you're yet carnal. You're still thinking about earthly things instead of minding spiritual matters." Well, when you think of a person putting his attention on things having to do with this life and not really thinking about matters having to do with eternity, you're really viewing the position of a person who is not going to attain under the spiritual condition that he ought to be before his God. You and I need to grow up spiritually. We need to be able to be strong and to walk in the Word of God as God would have us to walk. And because of that strength, we might help to develop others and lead others in the direction of going to heaven. What a shame it is that there are many Christian people who have not developed spiritually. They have not grown up spiritually. So what I'd like to do in our study this week is to talk with you about some things that are necessary to developing a spiritual life. It doesn't just happen overnight that a person turns from being worldly-minded to being spiritually-minded. It's a matter of our process of development. When a person turns his mind, changes his way of thinking, then there are certain things that are necessary for him to build a strong spiritual life. You know as well as I do, there are some people you would think about as far as spiritual matters are concerned, and you would think of them as being spiritual giants. They're people who've grown and who have a strong relationship with their God. There are other people who are very weak, and it's quite obvious that their spirituality has never gone beyond the touching situation. They have just begun along these lines. Well, if we can help to add to the development of a spiritual life for each of us, we feel that we will have accomplished what we had in mind in our study this week. So the rest of the week we'll be talking to you about building a spiritual life. I hope you'll be with us, and I hope some of the suggestions will be helpful to you in growing stronger. We appreciate your listening and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.